CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gregory Coppi, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We began in 1982 in the Falklands War. We moved quickly to the threat identified in a new book published in Australia in Chinese language, not translated yet, according to Gregory, about the final battle in the Taiwan Strait, written by someone who knew Xi Jinping as a young man. Now we introduce one more unpredictable, irrational factor. That is Moscow after the attempted mutiny by Prigozhin and his private army. The disappearance of Suravikin, the commander in the south, General Armageddon. The non-appearance over these last days of Gerasimov, the commander-in-chief, the chief of staff of the Russian military. How does this all suit Xi Jinping's irrational concept of the world and what he must do, Gregory?
I think that Xi Jinping doesn't understand Russia or what's going on there. He doesn't fully understand that the Russians don't trust the Communist Party of China. He knows that they there's no love lost between Moscow and Beijing. But the reality is that I think that Xi is unaware as to what this might mean for the PRC. The Wagner mutiny was not something which has a direct parallel in the People's Republic of China, because the PRC has the People's Liberation Army, which is a now very, very tightly controlled formal military structure under the party. And in Russia, the Wagner group was actually a mercenary group, a professional military company, which the Russian government was using around the world to do things that the Russians did not want to raise to the profile of formal military intervention. I mean, for example, the Wagner group has operations throughout much of Africa, particularly in Mali, where they've basically helping to get Mali to provide its gold production to Russia. We see them in Chad. We see them in Eritrea, Ethiopia, Libya, Syria, and so on. Which brings me to the point that we keep making these judgments as though something, what's happening with Putin and Wagner, is somehow irrational and crazy, when I do not believe that's the case. Certainly, Putin was angry that that Prigozhin was not taking orders and was not blending in with the Russian military, but he was always going to try to transform the Wagner group in the Ukraine to become part of the Russian armed forces. So he lets Prigozhin go to Belarus with a lot of his fighters. They set up a base for him there. And people are saying, well, you know, did Prigozhin have something on him? What made him made this agreement come to pass? My belief is that the Russian government is still going to use Prigozhin and the Wagner group around the world, because they're already, as I say, deployed in Syria, Libya, Eritrea.
We've got 30 seconds, Gregory. Go ahead. And what does she make of this? He doesn't understand it, or he doesn't care?
I think he just doesn't want to be dragged down if Russia gets into trouble. He is well aware that Russia is not his friend. In fact, the reports we've done about the new north-south Russian overland route to the Indian Ocean is very much aimed, as it has been for the dreams of the Russians over the past 40, 50 years, at encircling China. So basically, she knows that Russia is not going to come to the aid of China, of the PRC.
Gregory Coppi, Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're headed to Africa. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.